In the past few years, there have been several high-level vacancies at Florida's public universities, and in many cases, university trustees have expressed dissatisfaction with replacement candidates. Such was the case at Florida A&M, where shortly before naming Cornell University's Elmira Mangum to the post, trustee Carl White complained about Florida's open record laws.
This is my sixth presidential or some form of a search. I have to say that this one was the most difficult, probably by several factors, based upon the constraints, particularly of the Sunshine Law.
That's a criticism also offered a few years ago when Florida State University was searching for a replacement for then-President T.K. Wetherill. FSU eventually found former National Center of Atmospheric Research Administrator Eric Marin. The state's open record laws make candidates' names and resumes public record. Now there's an effort underway to make those applications off-limits to public eyes. House Bill 135 would exempt searches for public university presidents and other high-level university jobs from the state's Sunshine Law, a move former Florida Board of Regents head Charlie Reed says may be a good thing.
There are a lot of leaders in higher education that are sitting presidents that don't want their name in the newspaper saying that they are interested in a different job, knowing that they're going to be disappointing their board, disappointing people on their campus. And the very best systems that I know don't make public their final group of candidates.
But First Amendment Foundation President Barbara Peterson disagrees.
If you look at the university presidents who are in place now, these people were all hired in the sunshine. And what House Bill 135 seems to be telling us is that we don't have the best university presidents we could get. I want them to find me a better president than President Barron.
Furthermore, Peterson fears such an exemption could be expanded to local political searches as well, dealing a serious blow to the law. And while some people may be hesitant to jump into a presidential search because it exposes them to scrutiny, the circumstances don't appear to scare away politicians. Take the search at Florida Atlantic University, where State Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater is a finalist.
How are you going to make sure that our funding isn't cut in Tallahassee? How are you going to make sure? How are you going to make sure our medical school continues to receive the money it receives from the state? How are you going to make sure we stay relevant once you leave Tallahassee?
Atwater may be the latest politician eyeing a presidency, but he's not the first. FSU's former president T.K. Wetherill was a Florida House Speaker. University of North Florida President John Delaney was mayor of Jacksonville. University of Miami President Donna Shalala was the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. And former state representative Marjorie Turnbull, now a FAMU trustee, says experience with sunshine laws may, in fact, play a part.
One of the reasons I think Florida universities end up with people who've been in political office, but the reason is they're accustomed to the sunshine law. Mm-hmm. So they don't mind the scrutiny. But if you're a sitting president, you're simply not going to put your name out there and have your board of trustees says, why is it you're not?
Others say at a time when budgets are tight and universities are in competition with each other, finding a politician with connections for the top isn't a bad idea. But Charlie Reed says that, too, comes with its own set of issues.
I've seen institutions get people that have had no experience with politics or legislators, and they just get eaten live, then the faculty and the students, you know, turn against them. On the other hand, I've seen, you know, leaders from the political side do well, you know, with legislators, but not do well in having faculty and student support.
Florida Atlantic University could name its presidential choice soon. Former U.S. Senator George Lemieux is also among the finalists. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.